dedicated to all the hackers and the crackers. To the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll sue you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me through my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused a fight between Un and Jay-Z. The CG, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones? And NASDAQ leave you flat on your back? Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial codes, source codes, ISOs, RAMs, zip, sips. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers.
Episode 104 of Binary Revolution Radio. 2 years bringing you hacking, news, information, techniques, tips, how-tos, advice, opinions, and a few dick and fart jokes mixed in along the way. And I am Stank Dog joining you again for this momentous episode. 2 years, 104 episodes, every week, non-stop, for the most part, for the last 2 years, we have been coming to you, trying to share in some knowledge, spreading the knowledge and the fun and the joy that is hacking, setting some minds straight on what hacking is and is not, educating people, and just overall trying to have fun in the world of hacking. And we hope that you continue to listen to the show as we continue on into the future. But on this episode, we thought instead of looking to the future, we would take a look back to our past, kind of a walk down memory lane, if you will, because many of you longtime listeners probably realize that Binary Revolution Radio may have started 2 years ago. But the DDP has been around longer than that, and we've been doing a lot of other projects before Binary Revolution Radio started, and there were other radio shows before Binary Revolution Radio started, so we'd really have to look back to the old Radio Freak America days to really look back at some of the first attempts at hacking radio and freaking radio. Radio Freak America from oldschoolfreak.com was a show started by our good friend Dual Parallel, DDP member, very good friend of mine. Rax, the same thing goes for him, and some guys from Phoenix, 2600 Meeting, Condor, and started a little show called Radio Freak America. And as Dual and I became friends, I also became part of that show, something I'm very proud of and happy with, and kind of broke new ground, if you will, in the content and the type of material that we covered on the radio show. And as that went along, we realized that, you know what, there are other people that are interested in this, and we kind of wanted to branch out and kind of make another show that was really focused more on the tech. And that show, of course, came to be what you know today as Binary Revolution Radio. Both shows fantastic, that it was great when they were both around for a while. Radio Freak America ended its run at episode 99. And a lot of people thought that might also happen with Binary Revolution Radio. Yet here we are, once again, episode 104, two seasons continuous, and an accomplishment that I personally am very proud of. And hopefully we can keep putting out good shows consistently into the future. Now, as part of this walk down memory lane, we thought we'd kind of go back and visit the past a little bit, if you will, and touch base with a lot of our former co-hosts and kind of talk about the show and how far we've come over the years. I mean, back in the early days of RFA, we thought it was the coolest thing ever when we had, you know, we'd break 100 or 200 downloads of the show. You know, it was a small community of friends. It was just some of us who liked hacking and who were of like mind and wanted to just have fun and, you know, make a radio show to try to maybe educate people, try to share our fun and enthusiasm about hacking with other people. And as the show continued to grow and grow, it kind of took us by surprise. It was just an amazing phenomenon to see this happen. And later on, as Binary Revolution Radio spun out of that, it continued to also grow and gain a lot of new listeners. Majority of this still came from word of mouth. We've never really been too big into going out and promoting the show so much. It was just people who would tune in and hopefully enjoyed it or hated it. As long as they still tuned in, they were hopefully getting something out of the show. And to this day, we're continuing to grow into season two, and as season three begins next week and beyond, all of these things kind of taken into consideration has really built something that once again I'm just very, very proud and fortunate and honored to have been a part of. I'm shocked and amazed that we have reached the level that we have and the number of listeners that we have, and individually every single one of you, whether we've spoken personally or whether I know you on an individual basis, if you're just one of those listeners who listens in headphones at work and has never emailed us or contacted us, you just listen to the podcast, or you're one of the listeners or one of our good friends who actually does contact us and help us out with projects and hang out in the forums and things like that, you know, we appreciate each and every one of you. One thing that I've always maintained through all of this is that the show is still supposed to be two things, educational and fun. And we try our best to keep both of those things going. And as I said before, hopefully we can continue to do that. And also, not only do I have to thank the listeners and the supporters we've had, but I also have to thank all of the co-hosts that we've had over the years. You know, some amazing people with some amazing experiences and just incredible knowledge and information. Some of the most intelligent people I've ever met in my life. And I've had the good fortune of being able to not only work with them and combine our talents and skills on projects and having fun, but you know what, just developing friendships that are going to span, you know, years and years and go outside of any radio show or any individual project. I've met people that I consider some of my closest friends in the world, and you know, that's something else that's just fantastic about doing a show like this and about this community in general. It has its ups and downs, and sometimes events happen and things come along and people have to come and go and leave the scene and things like that, because real life is still the most important thing. But you know what? Hacking is a part of who you are. And I think as we kind of continue through the show, I think you'll notice that is an ongoing theme. What we're going to do is we're going to kind of talk to some of the co-hosts that we've had over time, over the years. Some of them you've heard many times. Some of them you've only heard once or twice. But all of us who have that genuine interest and understanding in what hacking is and have that desire for knowledge, that thirst for information, that drive to always find out how things work, the curiosity, the just inquisitive nature that makes up a hacker. So let's talk to a few people and see what they thought of their experience on Binary Revolution Radio and what it is and what it has become and what it came from and what it may end up being and how it may go forth in the future. So let's start with one of our frequent co-hosts on the show, and I think you will recognize this voice right away. All right, I am on the phone with Wintermute, this final episode of Binary Revolution Radio, and Wintermute, of course, was the original co-host of Binary Revolution Radio, right there from episode one.
Well, yeah, it was right after episode one. It was actually the camp I counselored, and I was actually participating in Notre Dame, and we recorded out of a phone booth, and you know, a lot of people were bothering me at the time, wondering what the hell I was doing, but, you know, it was kind of funny. But actually, if you remember, Stank, we actually recorded episodes before that on our own. Do you remember?
Well, we did do a pilot episode, episode zero.
Yeah, but we actually did episodes -1 and -2 back when RFA was on.
How do you mean?
Well, okay, back when we would tape, if anyone remembers RFA or Radio Freak America, we actually did a couple shows on there all by ourselves. And it was a lot of fun,
yeah.
And we were a co-host a lot of time with Dual Parallel, but then we also did the show twice on our own.
Yeah,
Dual
forgot about
do
that.
It. So I kind of call those our first real episodes.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. Yeah, no, those were definitely RFA. Yeah, I forgot all about it. You're right, we did do a couple of those. Gave Dual a few weeks off there. But, yeah, we, you know, that's the thing, is Dual and I, you know, hooked up couple of years ago towards the beginning of RFA and just hit it off
guys,
as good
you
friends.
Guys
and,
up? You guys hooked up?
Well, we didn't hook up like that, you know, that kind of hook up. I mean, we met and hit it off and we became friends. Nothing sexual or anything like that. Jeez, man, send somebody off to college and all their minds go to straight to the gutter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, I forgot all about. We did do two episodes where you and I co-hosted them. Gosh, I don't even remember the topics. Now I'm going to have to look it up myself. Boy, you surprised me with that one. I forgot all about those. But, yeah, you and I, not only we co-host that one, we co-hosted with Duel, of course, on there a few times, and with some other people playing Inquisitor. Yeah, you and I did some by ourselves there towards the middle, I think. So, yeah, that don't really count, though. That was RFA, and BinRev definitely started off with a new format and a new kind of a way of doing things that was a little bit different because quite frankly, Duel would blow me away with a lot of his freaking knowledge and whatnot, and kind of was over my head, I guess. I'm still not the big phone freak to this day, but I have learned a tremendous amount from him and everybody else, and from you, Mute. I mean, so much of the ham radio stuff and electronics and even, you know, lots of hacking stuff. I mean, we always have good conversations, and you know, we always learn from each other, I hope, a little bit, and hopefully that'll continue. Just because the Binary Revolution Radio, it's not closing, we are kind of turning the page, if you will, but just because I'm not going to be hosting the show anymore doesn't mean I'm disappearing or that we're going away or that we're not going to talk. I'm sure you and I will still keep in touch like we always have. So it's not all like, you know, old Yeller goodbye permanently or anything like that. But, yeah, it's definitely been an interesting ride the whole way. And you know what? It's kind of been, I don't know. Looking back on it, I'm very happy with the way things turned out. And
I think that it's time to close it up because of the fact that there's a lot of things going on. I mean, I remember back then we didn't really have any. I think the magazine was just starting. I think we were just becoming kind of, you know, we were starting to write for a lot of different magazines. We're becoming pretty popular people. And I think that it was a good thing to do, and now it's time to close it up because we got a lot of other shows coming on. We got a whole entire podcast. You have so many episodes of this stuff to listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost getting too much.
Yeah, and, you know, just think back. Do you remember back when we first started it and, like, we would be just amazed if, you know, like 200 people downloaded the show?
Yeah, I mean, it would be like we would just try to tape record it, and it would take, or not tape record it, but record on the computer, and we had so many issues before. Do you remember, like, we spent, like, a week fixing all that stuff?
Oh, there was some of them that were just almost irreparable.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was hilarious. I mean, we had tons of fun, and I would never trade it for anything.
Yeah, it was definitely good stuff. So we went from, you know, a couple hundred listeners to several thousand now, and hopefully that will continue to grow, and hopefully people will stick around and participate in some of the other projects and stuff that we're working on and doing as well. So, yeah, once again, we're not disappearing. We'll be around for a while, and I think the same holds true for you, Winnemoot. So thank you for starting the show with me. You and I just decided, you know what, we wanted more, and we went out and did it, and we're still around, and hopefully the show will be around in some iteration or form in the future. Let's see how long it takes for it to disappear from people's minds or see what the future of the show holds.
Definitely, most definitely.
All right, well, thank you, Winnemoot, for being on the show so many times, and thank you for doing this with me. Spend just a few minutes here to kind of reminisce with everybody, and, you know, being that you were the first one, I figured you'd probably be the one we should start with, so.
Thank you.
I think that's going to do it. Let's close it up there. All right.
Jeez.
On the phone with us now is Black Ratchet. And Black Ratchet...
Am I being recorded? I don't want you to do anything being recorded.
You are being recorded. Do I have your permission to record you and broadcast you to the global interweb?
I think I'm going to talk to my lawyer about that one.
Well, you do it every week on Freak Factor anyway.
We record that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Does that get broadcasted?
Actually, we don't. Other people ended up doing it, so we intended not to, but that's a whole different story for another time.
I thought it was just a conf. Oh, God.
Yeah.
People listen to that?
Yeah, maybe we need to put disclaimers or warnings or something up for that.
I actually think we have disclaimers and warnings up for that.
Yeah, I thought we did, too, actually. Got to protect ourselves legally.
Yeah, but actually, I'm an American, so I can sue about anything.
Well, that's true. All rights reserved, as Lucky would say. How did you actually, how and when did you actually come across Binary Revolution Radio and subsequently Freak Factor, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, back in the day of, you know, May 2004, May, April, I don't know. Someone posted on Flashdot about, you know, cool radio shows to listen to on your iPod. And, you know, me recently getting an iPod, I was like, oh, cool, go check out that. And someone was talking about RFA, and from RFA, I, you know, started listening to that and hooking up the archives, and then I started, you know, finding out from other links about default radio. And everyone started talking about the Binrev forum, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, oh, okay, forums. And at that point, I was like, you know, forums suck. Why would I want to go there? But everyone started chatting about it enough, and so I finally hit it over and lurked there for about a month, and then I picked up Binrev Radio.
Woot!
And, you know, finally started listening to that. And, you know, lurked on the forums for a while and picked up that and just, you know, finally registered an account. I think I actually just celebrated my one-year anniversary on the forums.
No, it seems like longer than that. Hasn't it been longer than a year?
No, it's just been a year since I've been around.
Wow.
Gosh, since I registered an account. I lurked there for a while, but I never actually posted.
Ah, I see. Well, and it's kind of funny that I never knew that you heard that before from people talking about the forums, because mostly people bitch and complain about the forums.
Well, everyone was like, you know, oh, shouts out to the Binrev forums. And I'm like, what the hell is up with this?
Well, that's cool. That's good, though. And it's good that, you know what, that's why, you know, people talk about getting Slashdotted and stuff like that. We don't really go out of our way to promote any of the sites exactly. We kind of, you know, put the word of mouth out there in the hacker community, but we don't usually go out to Slashdot and other similar related or bigger name sites, so to speak, for lack of a better word. So it's interesting that you found us that way. And now you hear you.
Well, thank you know, my boring job for giving me copious amounts of free time to serve Slashdot all day.
Yeah, I used to know that song too.
Yeah, I used to know that as well. Now I actually have, like, you know, real work to do.
Exactly.
Hopefully, yeah, I just looked up my profile. It was June 2nd, 2004.
Wow.
I'm actually curious when my first post was. I'll go check that out next.
And what was it? Here we go. That'll be our.
I believe my first post, someone was talking about cool cell phones, and I gratuitously pimped my my hip top. You know, not serious, like cringing right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know his feelings on those devices.
Find members post, last page.
And now here you are, how many, a year later? Yes, less than a year later, in DDP. On Binary Revolution.
More than a year later, year and a month or so.
Okay, and co-hosted Binary Revolution Radio a few times.
Yeah.
Kind of a headache, though, wasn't it?
Oh, God, I don't see why anyone would want to host a show.
Yeah, it's kind of, people probably don't realize how much work and time and everything goes into it, but you know what? It's all good. It's all good, sometimes more than others, but you know.
Indeed it is. It's enjoyable.
Some days more than others.
Yes, my first post consisted of the text of Danger Hip Toss, also known as the T-Mobile Sidekick, and I posted an image of a hip top that I found online. June 2nd at 6:58 p.m.
Well, now let's be honest. Your first post was the one that says, how do I hack Hotmail, and I deleted it for you. I mean, let's be honest.
Dude, I told you not to say that.
I made
you swear never to say that.
But this is the anniversary special. We have to let out some secrets. We have to let out a few embarrassing things, and...
Oh, well, yeah. It was my first post for the Hotmail one, then I sent a second one that said, Lucky's a noob.
Well, everybody, that's tradition there.
And then my third post was, my God, these forums suck.
Oh, yeah, I know I deleted that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm a fascist and I don't let people have their free speech and whatnot.
Yep,
so.
Yep, indeed you are.
Exactly.
And then I hacked BinRev and then you covered it all up.
Yeah, I did that too. Sure I did. Anyway, well, it's been good to have you on the show. And, yeah, I had to also slip in that little jab and embarrass you because I don't know if I have enough outtakes to embarrass you. So let me dip into the outtakes bag here and see what I've got.
I'm sure there's tons of this for me.
Yeah, and then, well, I don't know. There might be, like, I have to look and see. I don't know how many offhand, but we'll put them in right now. So, Black Ratchet, thanks for being on the show and for doing this quick segment with us, and hopefully we will keep hearing your voice in the future.
I sure hope so.
Restart. Okay, normal speaking voice, and this is my mic check. 1, 2, sucky, sucky, boom, boom, long time. Tubuku. All right, I'm looking good. How's your say something in a normal voice?
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't like to talk in a normal voice. I like to yell real loud and then whisper real soft, just to fuck with your audio level.
Anyway, so do you think like do hot chicks have a mirror taped to their monitor? Do you think so they can look at themselves while they're on the computer?
I don't think hot chicks use computers. I think it's like something.
Yeah.
It was like a gene or something.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
Okay.
And then an email from Sister Shocker. That was nasty sounding. I'm glad that didn't slip on the air. That sounds like a... Ooh, man, that would have been like some kind of weird... Yikes. System Shocker. Oh, God, I'm so glad it... I might have to save that one for the outtakes. I'm going to apologize that I screwed up 72, and I'm going to explain this little rant on how much Windows sucks my nutsack. I won't say that on the air, I hope. no comment.
It's handy when you're reading, like, you know, my pickup of British slang was incredibly handy when I was reading Harry Potter, though. It's the first time I ever really ran into it.
Hmm. Interesting.
And yes, I read Harry Potter. Thank you very much.
I
know we're getting snickers out in the audience right now.
Now wait a minute. Now I will go with you on this one. I actually read the first book to see what all the fuss was about. It was good. I listened to the second book on MP3, and that was pretty much the end. Liked it the first time.
I'm addicted. I go out and I've read every book so far.
Okay, you are not allowed to make American Idol jokes from now on. Just for
what?
You listen to Harry Potter. I like American Idol. We're both...
Harry Potter is theater of the mind. American Idol is pre-canned rubbish.
Are you kidding? The only good thing about Harry Potter is that chick that's... No, never mind. I don't want to say that on the air because I'll get all kinds of nasty mail. All I'm saying is she's growing up quite nicely. Oh, that is so wrong on so many levels.
Oh, no, I've seen it online. There's some type of, like, you know, legal countdown clock.
Yeah, they did it with the Olsen twins, and it was funny, but if I do it about the Harry Potter chick, it's not funny. They did it on Saturday Night Live one time. You know
no,
what?
No, they. I've seen it online for, I don't even know what her real name is.
For all I know, she could be one of those, like, 25-year-olds who's playing a, however she's old as she's supposed to be. I don't even know.
Sorry, no, she's not.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
Hate all to break it to you.
All that's going to get edited out and put onto an outtake, so you might as well just, let's just go on in. And next up on the really big show tonight is a person who's been on the show a couple times, especially recently, and hopefully we'll be on a lot in the future. I know we try to work out some timing issues because you're a busy man and I'm a busy man, and luckily we're able to get together on occasion to do a show, and of course I'm talking about the star of Hack TV Episode 2, none other than Acidus.
The slightly inebriated star of PAC TV 2 when that segment, I believe, was filmed.
That is a very, very true statement that we did not mention on PAC TV, but okay, that's a good...
I really have that outgoing and enthusiastic about my work in person, too. So, yes, to answer anyone's question, I really am like that.
Yeah, we were a little bit, that night there had been some drinking going on, we'll say that.
Certainly.
Maybe the occasional scream from the hallway might have given that away, too, the occasional drunk yelling from out in the hotel hallway. But, yeah, that was actually, we're going to have some great director commentary on PAC TV. Well, if we put together a DVD and we put a director's commentary track, and we'll have all kinds of great backstories and stuff to add to it. May even be more interesting than the show itself, quite honestly.
We could have an entire backstory of just, being in a, spending the night in a room with Lucky. I mean, that
was... Oh, yeah. That's a story. Lucky could be a full-length story in and of himself. I think it could be like a reality TV show, and I think somebody might be working on that, actually.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, the credit card number, if you actually watch frame by frame of PAC 2, that was in fact a credit card of mine, but of course is canceled and was canceled actually when we did the filming.
Oh man, I was going to let people keep believing it and let them try to use it and get busted.
Yeah. That's what you get for carding, you bastard.
Exactly. True. Completely. So, anyway, let's get back to, the show itself, because this is the two-year anniversary of Binary Revolution Radio, and as I said before, you've been on a couple times. And, again, HAC TV, we're putting out a lot of stuff, and you have been very, very good at helping out. I mean, that's one of the reasons you and I think, get along so well, and we have from the first moment we met, is because we both have that idea of doing stuff and having fun and putting things out there, and whether it's presenting or a radio show or whatever the case may be. I mean, a lot of people are downloading this and hopefully getting motivated and, interested in the same things that we are.
We've had our talks offline and such. Hacking is all about learning. And BinRev has really become kind of a center of learning with the magazine, with the forums, with the radio show. You're doing a great service to the community by having this infrastructure there to get, people who are interested in certain subjects together with people who are interested in other subjects and just, let them mingle, let them talk, let them, brainstorm new ideas, help each other with their, areas that they'd like in areas they want to learn about, and the show is just such a great resource. I actually have downloaded all of the ones off FTP and put them onto my iPod, and I'll listen to them throughout my day at work.
Yeah, we get that from a lot of people that download them, and you know what, the key words you said there, and I'm glad you said this, is help each other, and help, work on things together and help learn. I mean, that's from the beginning of the show what we've always set out to do, and I think I said it earlier, is that we hope that from every episode that each listener takes something away from it, like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I learned something new from this episode. And that's one of the things that we've tried to do. And while we have fun and we have our jokes and we can get crude sometimes, but we also try to cover good topics and share information and spread the wealth. Sometimes it's easier than other times. Don't get me wrong. Some people aren't as interested in getting and learning the information and participating as others. But you know what? I guess that's kind of the nature of things. Some people want to be solo. Hackers by nature are very solitary creatures. I really believe
true.
That. And I, I've tried to make a community where, instead of us all being solo creatures hiding from each other, why not work together? Why not share information? That's what the spirit of the hacker community is supposed to be. Let's get people sharing and working together. So hopefully we've done that.
I just recently started actually a business endeavor with some friends, and it really came down to, listen, no single one of us can do this, but, you've got this strength, I've got this strength, you've got this other strength, and, if we all pool this stuff, we can not only can we do something we couldn't have even done by ourselves, but we can actually make something secured and much better than typical industry will turn out, and might as well pool our talents, might as well actually make something other than writing, some random G file that five people read, that it could have been a lot better had you consulted more people.
Yeah, and I think that's That's a great way to kind of end this segment here before I embarrass you with all these outtake clips I have. is the simple fact that, and if there are, I don't want to say this in a negative way, but for young people that are listening or people that are listening that don't quite feel like they can contribute or that they have certain, you know, I get a lot of people say, I don't know anything. I can't present. I can't work on this project because I'm not good enough or I don't know it. That's so not true. And secondly, yeah, everybody has weaknesses and everybody has strengths. And feel free, working together is going to help increase your weaknesses and make you stronger at things. And work together, and you will absolutely accomplish things. And your story is a great example of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I guess this is the – I honestly do not know what these outtakes of you are going to be. So I guess – like I've forgotten so many of these outtakes. But one of them I do remember was – and we'll start with this one, was when I think I left you on the speakerphone while I went to get a glass of iced tea, and you just started talking. So I think that's probably the way to close
it. Nobody was there. Yeah, and I'm like, hello? Hello? Hopefully I wasn't, you know, discussing felonies and or other things.
I think you were making some comments about me that I didn't hear until I listened back to the thing afterwards. So after this, thank you for being on the
maybe
show.
Maybe I was talking about you and your, you know, sports obsessions.
It could very well be some of those as well. You're right. You're right. Hey,
perhaps some of your, you know, granted they're very funny and we you know we rib on you in all good taste, but let's say your redneck qualities about you, maybe.
Hey, NASCAR is a sport. I don't care what anybody says. All right, man. Thanks a lot for being on the show. Not only this time, but you know, several times that you've been on and Hack TV and you know, we're going to keep working together as much as we can and see if we can do
certainly
some more
and
episodes
I apologize for dropping the ball on my end. Things have just been so crazy, but I really do need to keep my priorities straight.
You
and working on projects is certainly high on the list.
Yeah, I agree. I really want to get back into more projects myself, and I'm kind of pulling away to concentrate on that myself. And yeah, hopefully we can work together on some stuff. We still have, you know, we were going to get that presentation together for DEF CON. I know that didn't work out. But I do still have that rough outline. I guess we'll take that off the air. But I do still have that outline that I had sent you before. If you still want to get together and co-present maybe at HOPE or Interzone or something like that, I'm still up for it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I think we can work something out.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot for being on the show. And right. Let's start embarrassing you now.
Take care, Stank. Bye.
All right. So, checking blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Seriously. Damn, that looks pretty good right off the bat there. But just for the fun of it, because Kroger screwed you on the car, which, by the way, I haven't seen a Kroger since Kentucky. It's like 7 years ago. But did you know there's such a site called KrogerSucks.com?
It doesn't surprise me, but I didn't know it existed.
As soon as you hung up and said that you were having problems with the car, I just for the hell of it went to check, and sure enough, it's there. There's not really anything on it.
Yeah.
It's part of the Sucks 500 network, whatever that is. It sounds like porn, but...
Yeah, exactly. I love these random, you know, like web rings that spring up over the weirdest crap.
When I said go get a drink, I meant like water or juice or something.
No.
I don't want you...
It's been a long day, and after that crap at Kroger... It'll be nice to just lay back. Don't worry, I'm not going to go crazy and drunk on the air for you.
I was getting ready to say that might be good radio if you just get shit-faced by the end of the show. So, joining us on, what episode are we on anyway?
Didn't it say 63?
63, September 21st this is going to air. Dude, I turned 33 last week, by the way.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Dude, I'm so old.
That's not too bad. See, Stank, you could just dye the gray out of your hair, buy a sports car, and start dating 20-somethings.
There's any number of things that they can do.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, hold on a second, all right?
Sure.
I got to pause myself. Something the hell is... I thought it was my cell phone. Hold on, let me write down the time here, and I'll be right back. I thought it was my cell phone going off in the other room, and I was going to ignore it, but now I need to go see what it is because it won't stop. Hold on.
Sure. Those of you who don't know, Stank is actually keeping 7 women prisoner in his basement, and one of them has broken free and started banging on the windows. Yes, he's just that type of gentleman.
Yeah, it was my cell phone. I got 9 missed calls. I want to know who the fuck keeps calling me.
Hey, Stank, don't listen to what I said. Just use it one of your outtakes.
What did I miss?
It'll be good. There you go.
Now, our next voice you're going to recognize from a long time back. Not to infer that you're old or anything, don't get me wrong. Only that you've been on the air for quite some time. And of course I'm referring to Rax, he of RFA fame.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago, actually, now that you look at it in that scope of things.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, let's put it in perspective, because that's kind of what we're doing here on the show. Is this is the second year anniversary of Binary Revolution Radio. And,
yeah.
Of course, I know you and I were both on Radio Freak America. When I say RFA, for the listeners who might not know, we're referring to Radio Freak America at oldschoolfreak.com. But you actually were on there from episode 1. You know, Duel and I became friends like a while into the episodes, and you know, an occasional co-host, guest, whatever. But you've been in there since day one, and that was, gosh, when did that start? When was that?
Well, I think the idea for the thing, Duel came to our 2600 meeting in Phoenix, and he was talking about it. I think the first thing that we recorded, the idea came together on 02-02-02, February 2nd of 2002, which was kind of an ominous date. And then the first segment he recorded, I think he took his little recorder and did a dumpster dive, was like February 20th, 02. And it kind of all took off from there.
At 2:22 in the afternoon?
And I don't know if he was that anal about it, but... the idea behind that, we were talking on names, and I guess I've had the privilege of naming a lot of things in the community, but... we came up with the idea of the Radio Freak America because it was old school freak, and it was Free K. It was a capital K in freak, deliberately misspelled, just because it was, you know, Free K, free knowledge.
Right.
And the original slogan for it, and I've still got the sticker up on my monitor here. There's a big long story about that. We were trying to come up with stickers to give away to promote the show at H2K2, and. The producer of the stickers, the company that was making it, didn't quite get around to it in time. But anyway, it's the original slogan slug line was technology, privacy, freedom, and knowledge. But we didn't have enough room to put knowledge there, so all the RFA stuff that you see now just says technology, privacy, freedom.
So we sacrificed the knowledge.
Yeah, but we kept the freedom in. So you know had to strive for one thing over the other, I guess. But
hey, gotta,
I think the knowledge is implied.
Yeah, you gotta take your victories, I guess. If you have to label the knowledge, then it becomes kind of I'm not sure what the word is there.
I don't know, self-aggrandizing, maybe.
Less fulfilling, I guess. I don't know. If you have to tell people that they're gaining knowledge, then they're probably not really gaining the knowledge they should anyway. But hey, that's neither here nor there. So that was 02-02-02, basically. Again, not exactly when the first episode aired or anything, but basically early 2002.
That's right.
And you guys started the show because you just wanted to do it for the fun of it, just because it was, you know, another outlet, another way of, you know, we won't go into a big rant on mass media and how, you know, the same big companies are putting out and controlling the radio waves, the airwaves, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, until now, the onset of satellite radio gives some new options. But,
right.
You know, back then, the Internet, of course, and still does give you a lot of options and give us a lot of options to explore alternative viewpoints and information and points of discussion, I guess.
And that was really before the whole podcasting thing took off as well.
Right, right. And, you know, podcasting is a great distribution tool, but, you know, we predated podcasting quite a while. So that was then. Now, here we are, 2005.
Look where we are now with the BinRev Empire.
The BinRev Empire. Oh, my gosh, that sounds so ominous.
Yeah, you've got the black Rolls Royce limo with the green BR license plate on it now.
Yes.
I understand.
Sure, I do. Right, I'm just rolling in the bucks here.
We first started it for the money, and then for the chicks, and now it's for the money again, I guess, right?
Yeah. Are you getting money that I'm not aware of?
Yeah, right.
I was gonna say, you're holding out on me.
Yeah, well, I forget what app that was. It was quoted for a while with that. You know, it's like, I'm only here for the chicks.
Yeah, I think that might have been your little catchphrase for the longest time, huh?
For a while, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just in it for the chicks. Well, I am in it for the chicks, but I don't know if you listened to last week's episode yet. I know you're a little behind, maybe more than 1 week, but we had a little...
I'm busy. I'm all right? Okay, I'm busy. Give me a break, man.
We had a little bit of a challenge where... We had a female listener write in saying...
Oh, my God, there's a female listener out there? Hey, how you doing?
Exactly. Here's the joke, though. She said that we would be surprised that we have more female listeners than we seem to think. So I issued a challenge. Okay, email me. If you're a female listener, email me. You can email me with a fake name, through a fake account, if you're worried about anything weird like that. I just want to get a count. I bet it's less than X number of people. Well, you know how many emails we got? One. One email. Actually, I've got one since then, so it's up to two. So
and that second one could have been forged, you know?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Because as they say on the internet, no one knows you're a dog.
Yeah, exactly. No one knows. Well, man.
No, Google
you
that
did
phrase,
not just
way,
say that our female...
You'll see the famous cartoon. It was probably about like 1994. I was talking about that with someone the other day.
The New Yorker.
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't just call our female listeners dogs, though, right?
No, not at all.
Of
not
course.
At all.
Okay.
No, I was referring to the cartoon from the New Yorker.
Just to clarify that before we... That would generate a lot of email from female listeners. That would
before
really...
Before we upset the two listeners out there, I just want to clearly state that was just a reference to the cartoon.
Oh, man. Well...
And send Stank your email, send me your pictures.
Great. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work either. And you might get pictures that you really didn't want now. You might get a lot of interesting pictures now.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, I guess, man, we've come a long way since the first episode of RFA, and hopefully the future will continue going upward and onward. Hopefully, honestly, joking aside, and to be kind of serious, I guess, to close up here, hopefully we're still bringing knowledge, hopefully we're still keeping knowledge free and keeping information flowing, and that still is fundamentally what the show is about. You know, we try to touch on topics and educate people as well as educating ourselves, go into some opinions, go into some all kinds of underground topics. Well, we try to... My goal with the show from day one and still to this day is every week I'm hoping that there's at least one thing that somebody can take away and go, I didn't know that. I learned something new from this week's episode. That's my goal every week. Hopefully somebody will learn something from every episode. I know I do.
You know, you got to learn something new every day, because if not, you get really far behind really quick.
Yeah. Well, Rax, thank you for being on the show again. And I don't know what kind of outtake situation. I don't think I have any outtakes on you. I think you're going to get off lucky this time.
No, like I said, it's because I do everything perfect the first time.
Yes, sir, that's it. Yeah, if I remember quite, you were featured quite prominently on the first anniversary season, so I guess that's enough torture for you.
There you go.
And next up on the block tonight is our good friend Natus, the current maintainer of oldschoolfreak.com. Natus, out and about at 2 o'clock in the morning, or almost 2 o'clock in the morning, having himself a culata. This is take two trying to do this segment because somebody decided to order a culata on the air. But that's okay. The listeners can hear that for themselves in a few seconds in the outtake section of the show. And actually, that's the cool thing, Natus. You're the funniest co-host because totally by weird luck, I guess, or I guess maybe we just put you in these situations like on location, where there's always some weird stuff going on while we're trying to record. There's like a mugging going on, or the subway going by, or there's always something weird going on when you're on the show. How do you explain that?
I don't know, man. The way I do.
That's just how I roll.
No, sorry, I don't have a cigarette. And I just got people asking me for cigarettes and stuff while I'm on the air, too.
See, dude, it's like anytime you're on the show, it's like we're recording during a Jerry Springer episode or something. It's like somebody's going to throw a chair and hit you in the head or something while we're recording.
Well, right now I'm sitting in a park on a bench, and there's like six homeless people sleeping next to me.
Oh, you should get one of them on the phone.
No.
They'd probably steal your phone and run away, though.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think you should walk over and pinch one on the ass, though. That would be pretty good stuff.
I might like it.
Are they hot?
Yes.
Ooh, how about pigeons? Are there any of those little death-hunting black pigeons or whatever you were talking about?
No, they were here earlier, though. I saw some guy throwing, like, a whole loaf of bread at them.
And the squirrels?
They were loving it. Oh, man, I don't know. No squirrels here. This park's kind of small.
Wow. Well, back on to the show topic. See, that's the other great thing, is you and I always laugh and go into all these weird tangents and stuff, too. But, Natus, this is the 2-year anniversary of Binary Revolution. Can you believe it? 2 years, dude.
I can't.
2 freaking years, nonstop, mind you. Week after week, a regular weekly show. Maybe one or two.
More than I could do.
Yeah, one or two exceptions maybe in there somewhere, but as far as the people know, they were all consecutive episodes. Well, there's 104 of them in 2 years, so you do the math.
Mm-hmm.
But man, can you believe that we can still provide crappy content like this on a regular basis?
I can't believe it.
Oh, dude. And you know what, though? The show is, you know, we've been talking with some of the other co-hosts, and, you know, it's... The show is great that we do try to educate people and we talk about serious topics and stuff, but at the same time, we still try to have fun. And I don't think we've ever lost... Who's that?
Some random.
I was going to say, we've never lost sight.
Yeah, we provide a lot of crappy content and a lot of good outtakes.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've never, you know, we've always tried to keep having fun, and still to this day, including this anniversary episode, having fun on the show. I don't care that that's going on, and we're not going to retake this. This is the show.
That's what it's all about, man, keeping it fun.
That's right, we're keeping it real. Keeping it real, and you know what? That's something that we've done from day one on Binary Revolution Radio. You know, we let people speak their minds. We agreed on the show. We disagree on the show. We have people with opposing viewpoints. We give everybody a chance to have not only opinions, but we go into some factual discussion, some technical discussion. I know you've done a lot of asterisk talk, a lot of general freaking discussion we've done on the show. Even, like, I know I've called and contacted you to get answers to emails we've had on shows that you weren't even particularly co-hosting. I'll call and say, hey, Natus, this user asks about this, you know, what's, you know, is this right or is this wrong? And, you know, we've still tried to be consistent. I actually hope we've gotten better over the years. I mean, I like to think we have anyway.
Definitely.
You think?
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, I guess we got nowhere to go but up. I mean, when you've got the stuff going on that we have.
I have to be on my toes when I'm on the show, man, even though it's all fun and games. I have to get my show notes ready and everything because you're on the ball all the time.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I don't think... damn it, Natus. I don't think anybody in all the other interviews so far has made fun of my show novels yet. So you get the privilege of talking about my show novels, as Duel used to call them. My show notes, but he started calling them show novels because they're so long. And I don't know if we've ever done this on the air before. You know what? This is kind of a reminiscing show, but I guess I'm going to give a little bit of information just to let people in on this, how I do show notes every single week. Maybe I should put a sample show notes up somewhere so people can see. But basically, I have a plain ASCII text file that I keep of the format of the show every week, of the flow of the show. And, you know, that we have the email section at the beginning, the housekeeping, then we have our show and tell, then we have our main topics, extra topics, and all the closing reminders of meetings, et cetera, et cetera. And like Natus was referring to, you know, I always send it to the co-host, have them add their input to it or corrections or any additional things they want to make so that we're on the same page, and we do kind of a 5-minute dry run ahead of time to make sure we're all on the same page about what we're going to say and what we can't say sometimes or shouldn't say sometimes. And we've got it down now so that we pretty much do it in one take.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, unless there's like an emergency like with your episodes where somebody's getting shot or stabbed in the background live on the air.
Guys almost getting hit by bikes, getting hit by taxis on their bikes and stuff.
Is that what happened that one time? They're going to hear that in the outtakes in a few seconds also. Is that what it was? A guy almost got hit in a bike?
No, I think there was like an ambulance or something, a fire truck, but somebody almost got hit by a taxi one time too. I remember that.
Oh man, yeah. See, you're just Mr. Excitement, Mattis. You're the exciting portion of the show. And now I feel bad letting you go. Now I'm going from the exciting portion of the show, and now here's some outtakes, and then we're gonna go on to something else. But anyway, I guess that's how I roll. So, Mattis, hopefully we'll get some more excitement on some upcoming episodes of the show. How about that?
Yeah.
And enjoy the excitement that is the world that Mattis lives in.
Nice and quiet there.
All right. Well, we are on the air with our good friend Mattis, who always seems to be around the sirens. What's that about?
I don't know. Sorry. Hi. Can I get a small strawberry culotta? Whipped cream? Live on the air.
We gotta keep that as an outtake or something and start over because we can't have you ordering.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me get this culotta real quick.
All right. That's funny, though.
Bukake Lane. You know where it is?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely recommend that people get a bachelor's degree if you can from a real... Now that is cool. That was hilarious.
Huh?
What the hell just happened?
a whole fire station just went by me.
That was, holy crap.
That was classic New York, man. They're going through, like, shitloads of traffic, and everybody's just, like, honking and not doing anything.
God. Dude, I thought you were fucking dead or something. I'm like, oh, I thought I heard... like, holy shit, he died on the show! I'm going straight to hell for that! Holy crap!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if that's going to make an outtake or if we should leave that one in. That was
pretty good.
Up.
I was trying to, like, cover the mouthpiece and everything so you wouldn't be able to hear it, but it didn't work.
Holy crap, I think I need some quiet time after that. Holy shit.
Literally, a whole fire station just went by me.
It sounded like an accident right behind you or something, and then I'm like, what the fuck? All right. Anyway, let me get back on track here. That's going to have to come out. Oh, that's going to be a great outtake, though. All right, so
let's don't see. Take it out.
Yeah, it's got to come out. All right, so we've got a lot of places with a lot of information, man. It's really a lot of stuff going on that people really can find interesting and blah, blah, fuckity suck balls.
Oh, that's going in the takeout episode.
Oh, I was done. I was getting ready to finish, and then you said something and it fucked me all up. I didn't know where to go with it. All right, fuck. Yeah, I guess that will go into the outtakes. God damn you, Mattis.
Owned.
All right, now moving on with our next victim. I mean, our next freak on the show tonight. And, of course, I mean freak as in PH, the good way. The good freaks. The good wicked freak of the East. I don't know what the fuck am I saying tonight. Fuck! All right, so, Doug, you are next up on this episode of Binary Revolution Radio, a walk down memory lane, a very special episode. And
very special.
You're a very special person to have on here. Not in a short bus special kind of way, but in the simple fact that you are one of the few people... Well, you're the only person. Wait a minute, the few people. You're the only person to ever actually do the show without me. Well, I guess Lucky falls into that too, but you and Lucky did the show without me. You're the only people that can make that claim. What do you think about that?
That's pretty elite.
That's it? Pretty elite?
I had a great fear of a time.
Oh, man. You and Lucky have always worked real well together doing stuff, so whether it was Default Radio and then coming over to Ben Rev for a couple episodes, that was worked out really well. And the show didn't miss a beat. Everything went through fine. You guys took over. The ratings didn't drop or anything like you had predicted.
Did the ratings actually raise? Or
I don't know if they raised or not. I don't know if I'd go all that far. Okay, you know what? Sure, they went up. We'll go with that for this. We'll say they went up. Whatever. No, man. But you were certainly real happy to give it right back to me after 2 weeks now, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, the show was a pain in the ass, but I did have a good time doing it, though.
Yeah, and it wasn't, it was a little bit, the format wasn't a problem, right? The format of the show wasn't a big deal, but it was the, like, if I remember right, there were a couple of emails that you're like, we can't answer that. Right back to Stank Dog in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of things I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to the hacking and computers and stuff, so it's kind of hard to do. You got to be in that kind of category, you know, you got to be interested in those kind of topics. So people, I don't think people realize how hard of a show is, even though if you are into that.
Well, would you say you did default weekly for a while there while it was going on? Was that difficult to do every week?
Yeah, but the thing with default was it was never, there was never any show notes to follow. It was totally, you know, just out of thin air. And it was also a category that we're all familiar with, like me and Lucky are into very well. So that was an easier show to do.
Right.
And right. It wasn't a professional show at all, so. This
well,
show is a lot more professional than default would ever have become.
We've got a long way to go before we can ever use the word professional to describe this show. We have a professional format, maybe I'll say that, or a standard format, whereas default was...
I believe that Binary Revolution Radio is the most professional underground internet radio show.
Isn't that like an oxymoron, professional underground?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means either, but I guess I'll... should I take that as a compliment, or...?
It's a compliment. It's a damn good show. It's not boring, you know. You're still learning things. It's informative. It's entertaining. It's infotainment.
Right. Joking aside, I do know what you mean, because, you know, there is a standard format. I do try to keep... Yeah, it's not professional, but I try to keep a serious tone to it as... At least on a case-by-case basis, we'll go off tangents, we'll have some jokes, we'll make some fun, we don't hold back, we don't not joke around or have fun. But for
well, you
the
gotta
most
joke
part,
around.
Yeah, for the most part, we try to keep the show a serious topic anyway. And that's really one of the things with Freak Factor that we've split off is that Freak Factor goes back to that anything-goes mentality. I mean, it's different than Default. Definitely Default was more, I mean, Default, you have to say, is more professional than Freak Factor. Freak Factor is total reality radio, you know. It's totally anything goes. So I guess if we put them in order of professionalism, maybe in comparing them, Freak Factor is way down in the opposite end of things. So,
right.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Well, I guess, Doug, to keep the professional level on this anniversary episode down... I guess this would be the point where we switch from this little walk down memory lane, and I play all the embarrassing outtakes I have of you.
Of me?
Of you.
All right.
Everybody in there, I honestly don't know what I have offhand now as you and I are talking, but I'm sure I can dig something up. So let's check out and see what I've got on Doug of Default Radio fame and Doug TV fame and the Doug Show fame, and what else do you want to pimp while we got a second here?
Doug TV and Default. That's good enough.
That's good enough. Okay, well, check out what Doug has in the old outtakes reel. So how many batteries does your vibrator take anyway?
4 AA's.
Oh, it's just one of those tiny ones? I thought you'd have one of those big, gigantic, like, kickstart with a UPS and all that kind of
Are
stuff.
Are you recording?
Possibly. All right, now, how could we possibly get through a reunion show or whatever the hell we're calling this, a clip show, an anniversary show, whatever it is, without having my good friend Lucky225 on the episode? It wouldn't be complete if we didn't have the Luckster, the Double Deuce. See, I coined that nickname for you, by the way.
Oh, you coined it.
The Double Deuce. I made that up one day. I think we made it up on the air. And one of our listeners gave you the diabolical Lucky225. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yep. That was a good one. I like that one. Both of those names fit. Well, Double Deuce, what do you think of us reaching 104 freaking episodes of Binary, 2 years consecutive nonstop episodes of Binary Revolution Radio?
And you know what? Wasn't the first episode zero?
You know, I no. Well, we yes and no. We recorded an episode zero as a test, as a pilot episode, but it did not count towards the continuity. But you know what? That's a good point. Technically, that is 105 episodes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Like, wow, is a lot of episodes, man.
I didn't even think about that. That is a good point. We didn't release that. We only put that up on the website a little bit later that it was our pilot once we'd done a few episodes. But we've actually done 105. Here I am an hour into the show talking about episode 104, and actually this is technically the 105th episode. So, damn, now I have to go back and redo it all.
I know. Do you love me?
Yeah, screw that. I'm not doing that. But, man, I mean, you know what? And we've talked to Rax and some of the guys from RFA, and you know, didn't you listen to RFA, right? I mean, I know it's been a while back, but did you listen to Radio Freak America?
Yes, I did, actually. I actually found it because I'm a narcissistic bastard, and I was Googling my name one day, and I came across RFA, and I'm like, whoa, what the hell? There's, like, an internet radio show about hacking, you know? I was like, this is awesome.
How cool is that, right?
Yeah.
Actually, Duel and I met early on in RFA, like, totally just because we happened to run in the same circles and kind of met each other and kind of just started doing the show together for a little while. And, you know, and obviously it kind of spun off and things have become what they are now with Ben Rev Radio. But it's actually kind of weird because Default Radio falls into this mix, something that you were a part of, which was also a great show that I love listening to. Because RFA started off as, you know, Radio Freak America, obviously the emphasis on freak. But not only freaking. They covered, you know, freedom, you know, technology, privacy, freedom, knowledge, information, you know, the catchphrase that they covered all these different wide variety of things, which was great and incredible. But one of the reasons we started Ben Rev Radio was to try to bring it back in and focus on one of those subjects, specifically hacking, which was, you know, my passion. So I kind of pulled away to do Ben Rev Radio and focus on the hacking side of things. And ironically, it was shortly
after... obviously, you know, me and Dakota were just sitting around and we were like, we need another freaking show, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. That's what I was getting to. We started focusing on hacking and then you guys realized that, yeah, you wanted to do some more freaking stuff. And with RFA ending at episode 99... you know, Default Radio kind of was born, I guess.
Yeah. It was short-lived, but it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't that short-lived. How many episodes? You got 39, 37?
I
forget. I
believe we have 38 or 39.
Somewhere in that range. That's nothing. That's quite a few episodes. And, of course, we all know why the show kind of ended in a very sad note and a very bad reason for it. So we won't rehash that, unfortunately, but big shouts to Decoder, you know, no matter what's going on with all that. And, you know, it's just, unfortunately, not doing the regular episodes of Default Radio, but maybe an occasional special. You guys did one...
Yeah, the last one we did was a Thanksgiving special.
Yeah.
You know, maybe sometime in the future we might think about coming out with another one.
Yeah, and I would love to be a part of it. You know, and that's the other thing is I was on a couple episodes of Default Radio. It was, you know, it was definitely, Default Radio was very cool to me because I learned something on every episode. And that's the kind of thing, I'm being serious. You know, I'm not in the freaking scene so much. You know, I've said this before, I give credit where credit due. Everything where credit is due, everything I've learned about freaking, I've learned from Dual Parallel, from Decoder, and from you, Lucky. Honestly, everything that I know from you guys...
Don't leave out Natus. He's found some cool shit, too.
Well, Natus and Doug also. Doug is very good at, like, dumbing things down
definitely.
For me so that I understand it. So Doug's definitely very good at that. And actually, we've already heard from Doug earlier on this episode of the show, too. So, yeah, Doug is very good at, like, explaining it to me so that I can understand it. So that's what's great about Doug. But yeah, everything...
he translates things into layman's terms, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I try so hard to do that, like in all of my 2,600 articles that I've wrote for and everything, and people still just can't get it. And I'm like, what the hell am I doing wrong?
Yeah, well.
So I think I'm just going to turn everyone over to Doug from now on.
There you go. There you go. Oh, man. Well, you know, Default was very successful, even though it, you know, had to have the unfortunate ending that it did. There were other, and we won't go into detail here, but there were other radio shows that popped up as an attempt to, I say, compete with Default and with Ben Rev and stuff like that. There were even shorter-lived. There were some that, you know, they didn't last, what, 14 episodes, and they were just horrible anyway. I think you know what I'm talking about. We won't mention the name, though. But there were
There were other ones that were good. But
there were some good ones.
The thing is, you have to keep a radio show going, and you need content. Which, I mean, even Default Radio suffered with the content part some of the times, you know.
Yeah, but you were always having fun with it, even if you didn't have a specific topic. You guys were always real good at just winging it and making phone calls. You always had numbers available. See, that's the cool thing that, you know, Decoder and you always brought to the show.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to mention too. Is a lot of people strive. They hear it and they think it's cool, and they're like, they want to do it on their own. But I mean, you have to have that kind of personality to just, you know, to put out that information and just come up with stuff off the cuff, you know.
Yep, and you know what? I think we probably should wrap it up here and play some outtakes, because I have a lot of outtakes of you. I can't wait till you listen to this and hear some of the outtakes. You're aware of them all, but you probably have forgotten about them. And you know what else I'm going to do is kind of a little tribute here to Decoder and to Default Radio. I'm going to put some of the outtakes I have of him on here also, because Decoder's also been on Binary Revolution Radio. And you know what? Decoder has always been one of my best friends online, one of my best, closest friends. We always... You know, Decoder was definitely a straight shooter guy, and he's someone that I've gotten along with from day one. Tell it like it is, and you know what? I've always liked that about Decoder, and I can't wait till he does get back here so that we can catch up on a lot of things. So I'm going to go ahead and play a big batch of outtakes from the rock stars of the Internet Underground from Default Radio.
Yes, that's from Wired Magazine, I believe. Annalie knew it, right?
Yep, you got it. So here we go with some outtakes. All right, move the mic a little bit closer.
What are we getting? Hold on, what are we getting for dinner, Mom? I don't know, but I'm about to do a radio show right now, so I don't want to have all these questions in the middle of it. I don't know, what are you guys going to get? Sure, sounds good.
Yeah, well, let's delay the show so Lucky gets his order in to Mom.
But, oh,
Mommy!
Hey, are you going to send me the show notes or what?
You going to get a Happy Meal or what?
Are you going to send me the show notes or what?
Yeah. All right, this is Stank Dog, and I'm recording from the center of Hurricane Jean, which just suddenly died. All right, normal speaking voice, and I'm looking pretty good, if I do say so myself.
Oh, yeah?
Lucky, how you feeling?
Fantastic.
What are you doing?
Eating.
Eating what? What did Mommy bring for you to eat today?
I'm eating Cheez-Its out of a box.
All right. Never underestimate the power of cheese.
This isn't going to be on the outtakes, is it?
It might just.
Oh, you fucker. Yep, fruity.
Dude, let's do a Klondike commercial. Lucky 225, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Thank God for radio show.
I think I'll take you up on that offer. All right. Well, I guess we got enough there. We'll let it out the three or four tries and just put it in as the first try and make it sound like it worked. Nobody will know the difference. What are you doing, noob?
Sorry, my phone was like fearing for a second there.
Do you not know how to operate a phone?
Apparently not.
My phone was fearing. What?
A noob.
What? You're a noob. fucking use a phone made by Con Air. They make fucking hair dryers, not phones.
I wasn't using a Con Air phone. That's the problem.
Oh, well.
The Con Air phones are actually real loud.
So what kind of phone were you using?
I'm still using that phone, and it's a Sony piece of shit.
Well, it's Sony. You shouldn't even own anything by Sony, those fuckers.
I know. I 100% agree with you. I hate everything Sony makes. Everything. I hate the PlayStation. I hate the fucking PlayStation 2. I hate the fucking Sony CDs. I hate the fucking Sony CD players. I hate any fucking thing made by Sony. It all sucks.
Word. Pussy, run your life there, and let's start again with the email. First email from Australia. First
Australia,
one.
Mate. Foster.
All right, do you want to do it or not? You're gonna do the first email. And okay, that's what we'll do. You read the email, then I'll do the answer, and I'll try to do an Australian answer. That way, we both do it, and we both suck, and we both whatever. Alright, so the second email, I'll do the second one from Mike Howell. Oh, should I do a funny voice? I should do like a Sling Blade voice for this. Well, the other day on the 1st of February, I was called to the fields by my wife, who said that my daughter had done cut her wrists because it was the 1st of the month. And plus, look at his assholes are reed or red. He does not spell. He doesn't know the difference between red and red the color, and read a book. I mean, this guy's fucking bizarre. Your assholes are red, and your asshole is blue. Well, which is it? Her asshole's red or blue? I mean, what the fuck? Make up your mind.
Well, yours is blue because it gets pounded so hard. But anyway,
I guess. Generally, they're red. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Stank doogie, stank doggy sucks, metallic.
I don't know, mine's brown, but that's just me.
Well, that's too much information. Wait a minute, did I record that? Holy shit, hold on, let me see.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah! Score on that one. I'm going to loop that like, I'm going to use that for the next telephonic craptacular to separate them. Like when I used you whistling the quarter tone that one time, I'm going to separate every segment with you going, mine's brown.
Fuck you.
Oh, that's lead. Okay, so now I'm talking at my normal voice that I will be using when the show starts. And on the phone today is Lucky225 doing a sound check for me. Lucky, can you speak to the people, please?
Well, what the fuck do you want me to tell the people?
Something that I can
use. You want me to tell them to fuck off?
Well, if you feel the need, let me adjust because you're kind of loud there. Now, you were going to tell them to what?
I was going to tell the people to fuck off.
Now, why would you tell the people to fuck off?
Why not?
Don't you think that's a little bit just rude? I mean, they're tuning in to listen to you, the nefarious Lucky 225.
Fuck them. They're not turning in to listen to me.
Well, who are they turning in to listen to? Sure shit, not me.
Well, they've been doing it every frickin' week to listen to your ass for 91 episodes now.
It's whoever my co-host is. I'm just along for the ride. All right. Let me see. I'm going to take you down another notch. I got to save that for the outtakes. You telling everybody to fuck off. I'm sure they're going to love you after that.
Drives.
Ooh, that hydrates. So hot.
Alright, that was good. It has to be just a tad
bit. Just like
bit.
I said it, Julie. What don't you understand about that? Give me that big, hard drive. And laugh while you say it. This whole thing is supposed to be funny.
Julie, if nothing else, I want to thank you for getting him to say that so I can use it in the outtakes. Decoder saying, give me that big, hard drive. I'm going to use that over and over again.
I'll fucking kill you.
I'm so totally saving that. So anyway, I'm recording now, by the way. So, this is my sound check. Blah, blah, suckety, suckety. Welcome
you
to
the So you weren't recording when we were having phone sex? You just started now?
Right, I just started now.
Okay.
I mean, we can,
all right, cool.
We can do the phone sex again if you want. I mean,
no, I'm done, man. I can only bust two or three out of fucking in a sitting.
Yeah, so same with me, so I'm done.
Small company is in financial trouble.
Okay.
And one of the workers has to be let go. So the boss thinks it over, and he comes to the conclusion that it should either be Jill or Jack, right? So he decides to discuss it with each of them individually before he makes his final decision. So he calls Jill into the office, and he says, all right, I got a problem. I have to lay you or Jack off. And she says, well, then you better jack off because I got a fucking headache.
That was so horrible.
I know, that's what I'm trying to say. Bad
that
joke.
Joke should never, ever see the light of day.
All right, here you go. Here's another one.
Oh,
couple
God.
Gets married, and the wife brings a footlocker into the bedroom. She locks it and puts the only key on a chain around her neck. And for years, her husband tries to figure out what's inside the freaking footlocker, right? But she always changes the subject, so he never gets around to finally find it out. But
why didn't he just smack her up a little bit until she fucking gave it up?
But that would have ruined the joke.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead with
finally,
the joke.
Finally, on their 50th wedding anniversary, he says to her, look, I've got to know what's in there. We've been married for 50 years. Come on. So she says, all right, it has been 50 years of marriage. So she takes the key and unlocks the footlocker.
How old were they at this point? Because 50 years plus, let's say, 21, they've got to be old by then.
Yeah, definitely. So she opens up the footlocker. And inside
does
the
my
footlocker...
Stalling, does my stalling make the joke even worse?
Yeah, of course.
My interruptions like this?
Oh, yeah.
Because it can't get any better than the last one.
Oh, it will. So inside the footlocker, there's 2 ears of corn and $25,000. So the husband said, what the fuck is with the 2 ears of corn?
They'd be pretty rotten. Wouldn't there be, like, maggots and stuff all over them by then, too?
Well, of course, but here, it might not.
Well, you didn't mention the maggots.
But she says, well, for the last 50 years, every time I fucked another guy, I put an ear of corn in the trunk. So the guy says, well, you know what? Twice in 50 years, that's not too fucking bad, you know? I mean, whatever. It's about to happen. Twice in 50 years, that's good. But what's with the $25,000? And she says, well, every time I got a bushel, I sold it. Which explains why there's no maggots.
Yeah, that was, you're not funny.
I said bad jokes, bro. I got good jokes, but these are the bad ones.
Well, give me a good one. Please save me from the...
All right, let me think of a fucking good one.
You don't have any good ones.
Back in the fucking days.
You're not funny. You don't have a good joke.
I got good jokes. I gotta think of the fucking ones we used back in the days. It always fucking worked.
Fucking back in the day? That's old shit. Nobody wants to hear old shit.
Yo, old shit fucking comes around again, man. Past repeats itself.
Yeah, I know. I saw your clothes. Saw your outfit at Hope.
What happened?
Nothing.
What did you just say, fucker?
Nothing. Tell me your fucking good joke, will you?
Ah, screw you.
Oh, now you don't want to... See, now you admit you don't have any good jokes.
No, I got a good one. I don't want to fuck it up. That's why I'm trying to think. Hold on a second.
All right. I'll wait for the payoff for the delivery of the good joke.
All right. A fucking chick is driving around in her BMW, right?
Right.
And she fucking, and it starts making this fucking bad noise from the engine. Like, clonk, clonk, clonk. So she's like, ah, whatever. She pulls into a fucking mechanic, right?
Mm-hmm.
To place, she gets up to the guy. She's like, look, this thing, you know, my engine is making noise, and I gotta be gone soon, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta fix this for me quick. And he's like, all right, no problem, let me check it out. So she, you know, goes around to this little shopping, comes back in like an hour. And she's like, are you done my car? And he's like, yeah, no problem, I'm done. And she's like, well, what was wrong with it? And he was like, oh, nothing, just shit in the carburetor. And she said, well, how many times a week do I have to do that? Damn it, I said it fucking wrong.
You blew that.
Fuck. That's because I fucking can't think of it. You put me on the spot.
I didn't put you on the spot. You're volunteering. You're fucking Mr. Comedian all of a sudden. How about the bear and the rabbit in the woods?
What about them?
The bear and the rabbit were in the woods talking. And the bear turns to the rabbit and asks him, he says, hey, when you take a shit, don't you hate it when it gets all stuck to your fur and bunched up and stuff like that?
Yeah, of course.
The rabbit says, no, I don't have to worry about that. The shit comes off my fur naturally. I don't have a problem.
Uh-huh.
So the bear wiped his ass with a rabbit.
That's not funny.
You laughed. That was funny.
Come on.
That was good.
Come on.
Dude, you laughed. That was
you
good.
Need to give me a better one than that. You need to give me a better one than that.
Dude, I don't know.
Really should call up the hacker, honey. Go find out.
It is. We are recording live. Not live. We're recording, coming to the listeners from the Honeycomb, Hacker Honeycomb hideout.
At the top of the Kuala Lumpur Tower in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Not coming. The hacker hideout. What are we called again? The Honeycomb hideout is not in Malaysia.
Yes, it is. It's atop the Kuala Lumpur Tower in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
No. That's far, way too far.
Live from the top of the Kuala Lumpur Tower. It's Saturday night. Are you really recording?
I am now.
You are listening to Radio Freak Antarctica.
No, I gotta do...
Technology, privacy, glaciers.
I gotta do sound checks anyway. Knot theory's uber low.
Yeah, because your phone sucks, dude. dude. Why don't I just record it on the bridge instead of dealing with your crappy speakerphone?
Well, do it on the bridge. That's cool, too.
Turn up my levels, kid.
Yo,
what I'm saying is decoder sounds perfectly fine, but you...
Huddy Combs got
you guys
something in it.
Absolutely deafening. On a regular phone, completely deafening.
Huddy Combs got something inside of it. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Big, big, big.
It'll give you a big heart attack.
Lucky to survive.
Raise your cholesterol. Hi, hi, hi.
Have good health. No, no, no.
That's not right.
Honey, comb fears. It got owned. Tron, Tron, Tron. Tron, Tron, Tron.
Dude, we gotta make Tron cereal.
We gotta make Tron sing that song.
Oh,
Tron man. O's.
Tron O's.
Sugar Trons.
What's the prize inside of every box?
Box.
Somebody's docs dropped in every box.
Wrapped in, like, plastic. You open it up, someone's docs.
Like a Cracker Jack prize.
Docs dropped in every box.
Oh, Doc Dropper cereal. That's it, man.
Full of docs.
Oh, Doc Droppers are big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, that's the coffee I'm drinking right now. Chock full of docs.
Chock full of docs.
Really? The funny part of that story is that last night we were chock full of cocks, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next up on our voices from the past episode of the show, on our anniversary show, will be a voice that goes way, way back. Back to the days of RFA, actually, as well as Ben Rev Radio, co-hosted quite a few episodes with me, and someone that I hope you'll all enjoy because I know you haven't heard from him in quite some time, and I would love for him to come on here right now and kind of let everybody know that he's doing okay, so I think I'll let the voice speak for itself.
Bukkake blast from the past, one Mr. Bland Inquisitor, in the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, there is a name I have not heard
in a long time. Back in the Bland Inquizzle nipple. What did they call you that one time?
Weren't you like a Bucky Cheek Spreader or something like
no,
that?
No, I think you were Cheek Spreader. I was Buck Dangler.
Buck Dangler, that's
Buck
it.
Buck Dangler. And you were like Chester Cheek Spreader? I don't know. Dude, that was... Oh, those are some funny times, man. Oh, that was good stuff. That was good stuff. How you been doing?
Been doing great. Job's working out. I'm, doing everything. Got my life pretty much going the way I'd like it to go, and I'm just really, really happy.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And, I know, you coming on the show, I appreciate you doing it, but you and I talk all the time anyway. You know, we keep in touch with each other. It's not like you've disappeared from my radar, but I definitely am glad we got you back on the show because I know a lot of people out there haven't heard from you in a while and are probably wondering how you're doing. So I'm glad that we were able to get you on here, at least kind of touch base with people. You're still a staff writer for 2600 Magazine. What's up with that?
I've got a new article I'm kind of playing with writing. I'm probably going to write it and send it in the next week or so, hopefully. Hopefully this week I'll get it all sewn up and sent in. But yeah, I'm just kind of a selfish bastard, you know, kind of left the community, you know, just didn't, you know, there's just a whole lot of drama and a whole lot of people and just a whole lot of, I don't know. And so I just stepped away, and really it was a great decision. It was the right decision for my family, and it was the right decision for my job, and it was the right decision. It was the right mental decision for me. And, as much as I love everybody, and you know everybody is great, but there was just a lot of home shit, and I think it was a good decision. I do definitely stand by it.
Oh, and I couldn't, I know exactly where you're coming from. I'm doing the same thing myself, and real life always comes first. And we've said that so many times. People put their lives in perspective and put the whole hacking scene, as it were, in perspective. You know, hacking is, you know, it's a way of life. It's a part of who you are. And whether you're in the quote-unquote scene or not, you know, it is part of who you are. And it's not going to change. And you're still the same guy you've always been. And whatever that may count for. No.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, you know, being a hacker is a lot more than fucking around with a computer. I mean, as you well know, yeah. I mean, I've met people who couldn't find the on switch to turn their computer on, but they are just leap. They're just kind of dripping with the hacker spirit. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. You know, whether it's, and that's like on some of the episodes of the show lately, whether we have musicians and artists and just all kinds of wide variety of people, you know, there's the hacker mindset, you know, the ability to think a certain way is just not confined to computers. Yes, it's predominantly in computers. There's no doubt about that, because that control and the ability to manipulate technology to do what you want and to overcome boundaries and obstacles and to get things done, there's a natural relationship there, but it's not necessarily limited to or tied only to that. I mean, it's the ability to just think your way around, through things, over things, and as a life, you know, as a way of living, as a way of life. It really is. I mean, I don't want to sound like all corny or what do you call it, like some kind of Zen philosophical.
You don't want to be melodramatic about it.
Yeah, not all philosophical and whatnot. But, you know, but yeah, it really is. And you know what, that's once a hacker, always a hacker. I think you said that before.
Yeah, and more that you're born one. I don't know, at what point you kind of become one, and whether it translates into computers or into music or into just, you know, soldering electronics, building your own solutions for things. It's you're made, and it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, being cooler than thou or whatever. It's just you're you, right. And that's you know, and you're special.
Yeah, speaking of music, I mean, obviously, you know, it's real life is first and foremost, but it also does free up some time for you to look at other interests, like, for example, music. Have you been enjoying some time to play some music?
Yes, I have. I've been playing kind of on request. People will be like, hey, you know, grab your guitar and come over, and you know, we'll sit around and we'll, you know, play some tunes or whatever and sing a little bit and drink some beer and eat some barbecue, and you know how it goes, you
know? That's right. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. All right, man. Well, listen, it was good having you back on the show again. I know a lot of people were happy to hear from you again, because, you know, you do have a lot of friends, you know? A lot of them may not be able to call you or have contact with you or nothing like I do. And, I, of course, you and Duel and I, we all keep in touch and whatnot. But I know a lot of people do care about you, have a lot of respect in the hacking community. So I'm hoping that they'll be very happy to have heard from you again. So at this point, let me see. I don't know if I have any outtakes from The Inquisitor, because this is season 2. I probably don't have any outtakes to throw down on you. So how about some parting words of wisdom for all of our listeners as I speak very slowly to give you a few moments of time to come up with some parting words of wisdom. You see how I'm stalling there? A little social engineering tactic there. I'm kind of biding some time, and I still am, if you haven't noticed. And that way, by about now, you can give them some great, funny, philosophical, deep, one line of some kind, and something tells me it's going to be horribly perverse and at my expense, but that's okay. What kind of parting words of wisdom do you have for our listeners, Mr. Inquisitor?
Measure twice, cut once, especially if you're a rabbi.
Oh, God. And we'll go out on that note. And next up on the anniversary episode, the 2-year anniversary of Binary Revolution Radio, is another one of our more popular co-hosts of the show, who we haven't heard from in a little while. It's been not too awful long, a couple months since you were on the show, Voodoo Hal. So welcome back, I guess, in a weird kind of way.
What's up, everybody?
And we're not going to keep you on here for an entire episode, because I know you're a busy, busy man as of late. I know you've kind of been taking care of some, I guess, I don't know if unplugged. I'm getting tired of saying everybody's unplugged all the time, but real-life things come along that people have to deal with sometimes, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm unplugged, because I do kind of lurk around on occasion, but real life has definitely taken over.
Yeah, so
I'm still alive.
Do you, I'm sure our listeners are glad to hear that. It has been a couple of months, but you do still lurk around in the forums occasionally? And
forums, and occasionally on IRC. You know what I come on at.
Yeah,
not generally Voodoo Howl anymore, but...
Yeah, I see you pop in once in a while and say hey, but... Yeah, I mean, that whole real-life thing kind of steps in once in a while, and I'm kind of going through some of that stuff myself. And, you know, it comes and goes, and sometimes it sticks around for longer than we had hoped.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you can just take a month off and deal with whatever, whether it's bills or family problems or health or whatever the case may be, but sometimes they have a tendency to linger on. Sometimes... You gotta work and pay the bills, I guess, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I know that feeling. And, are you going to, I think, you're on again, off again about DEF CON. Are you off again for sure?
Yeah, definitely now, because they've already made flight arrangements and everything for training, so.
Oh, that stinks, man. I was really hoping we could all hook up at DEF CON, but, being that you're not, like you said, you're not completely unplugged, there's a chance that we'll bump in somewhere else, maybe Interzone or one of the other conferences sometime?
Yep, maybe. I think I may be going to Freaknik this year if it's going to be in October.
Yeah, I think...
So we should see about that.
Yeah, Freaknik 9 in October 2005. Freaknik 9, because this is going to be dated. I don't know how long people will be listening to this, but in case we pass Freaknik, they're not waiting for us at Freaknik 10 somewhere. I don't know if I'm going to make Freaknik this year myself. That's the frustrating thing, is that unfortunately everybody has their own different schedules and their own real-life things driving them, and we can't all get off the same day, the same month, the same conference every time, unfortunately. So, I guess what I try to plan on doing is to at least make DEF CON every other year and HOPE every other year and alternate between the two of them. And everything else that I can make is on a case-by-case basis, if I can get off and if I can afford it, et cetera, et cetera.
Well also, if anyone's going to be at KluCon, which is kind of an Asterisk developer conference, give me an email. We'll go get a beer or something. I'm going to be there early August. So.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. Well, have you been listening to the show lately, by the way? Do you have time to even listen to the shows besides just lurking in the forums?
Occasionally. I've probably missed the last couple, but I do not use it as background noise at work sometimes if I remember to actually go get it.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I listen to a lot of stuff while I'm coding at work, and sometimes I'm 3 or 4 episodes behind on any given show. So that's not unusual. That's the way we all do, but you do keep up once in a while. We've had some pretty interesting people on lately, and... hopefully, sometime soon, we'll get you back on and we can go into some Asterisk stuff, because I know you've got a lot of cool information lately with all the work you've been doing, so we'll have to try to make that happen. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, well, Voodoo Hal, thank you for being on the show, and I'm sure everybody's glad to hear from you. Like I said, it's been a couple months, and people like to know that you're still doing well out there, so I guess we will see if I've got any funny outtakes on you. I don't know if I have any... We'll have to dig into the bag here and see what kind of stuff we've got on you. Oh, now sounds like a good time. Alrighty.
Shit, customer, hang on.
Alright, and for our final voice of the evening on this 2-year anniversary special... I would be remiss if we did not have one of my best friends from doing this for the longest time, not to sound all corny and sappy and blah, 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 but we couldn't have a show without Dual Parallel.
Thank you so much, Stank.
Of our FA frame. And you know what? Dude, you and I have been through a lot together, man. Seriously. I mean, not to start crying on the air or anything weird like that.
Thank
but
you, Ben.
You know what? Seriously, we've both been through it. We're both on the same page. We both have the same kind of philosophies. We get along. We, you know, it's like, I don't know, man. Can you believe, honestly, okay, listen, Radio Freak America started, and we heard from Rax earlier, like, you decided one day, wouldn't it be fun to do, you know? at the Phoenix 2600 meeting. Am I correct?
Yes. To quote Bland.
Go on, girl. You go,
That's
girl.
Exactly what happened. It was three of us: me, Condor, and Rax. Condor, Rax, and me. Yeah.
And that was, dude. Do you realize that was 4 years ago? Like some two. Let's see, February 2nd, 2002. Isn't that right? That you came up.
Yeah. If you know. Can I take this opportunity for one?
By all means.
You know, I'd like to give one last review on this great and last episode. I'd like to review screwdrivers. Screwdrivers are drinks. They're made with vodka and orange juice and some ice cubes, and then they stick a little straw in there normally. I like screwdrivers. I've had a few of them. And then Stank calls me up for doing the show. And you know what? I'm glad. I'm really glad. I'm damn glad, because Stank is a good friend and a damn good man, and he's done so much for the community. You should all be so happy.
Oh, you're definitely drunk.
That he has done so much for you.
You're definitely drunk.
It's what happens when you get old and fucking belligerent and drunk.
Yeah, that's right. We're doing this RFA style, bitches. Taking it back to the beginning.
Yeah, it's, you know, if I may, it started all, you know, again. Me, Rax, and Connor were at a meeting. The three of us. We said, "Dude, let's fucking do this show. You know, it came to be. And so many more have come afterwards. You know, made us look like noobs, and it's great.
Yeah.
Condor, you know, if I believe in God, God bless his soul. He's actually in Iraq right now for everybody. So let's all hope for his safe return in this illegal war.
I actually, to take a little tangent, I'm sorry, I actually do hear from Condor once in a while, and it's great to hear from him, and I always say thank you.
Whoa, since he's been to Iraq?
I don't know, it's probably been 3 months, probably, since I've heard from him, but yeah, I believe
then
since...
No, because I've heard of, I talked to him right before he left.
Okay. Well, he's IM'd me, and, you know, it's like... You know, I have to say, even Condor, we've known Condor for a long time and been through a lot of stuff together, you know?
Yeah.
So, Condor, definitely, you know, shouts to you for sure. And everybody, not just Condor, but everybody over there. But that's a whole nother tangent, I guess. The political aspect of things, you know?
Yeah. Seriously, I'd like to thank you, Stank, for everything you've done. Because, you know, I haven't been, quote, in the scene, but, you know, I still talk to people. I still like to write. You know, I still, you know, never stop hacking. But you've done so much. You've given so much of your time, which is the most valuable thing. Not to mention your money. I know how much money you've spent. You know, everything you've done for everybody, you know, and I know the hosting will go on. Hopefully the magazine will go on.
Yeah, everything, you know, we're not, you know, just because, you know, the thing is, we've always said, and Bland and I talked about this, we've always said that real life comes first. We've never, ever made any bones about that whatsoever. There's no gray area, there's no cross line to be crossed, there's no questionable. It's always real life comes first. Your family is the most important thing, your well-being, your pursuit of happiness, that's always the most important thing in life, no matter what. Hacking is a part of who you are, and it's going to continue no matter what. But making sure you're happy with who you are and where you are in life and your direction in life is always the most important thing. Always has been, always will be, and something we've always said on the show. And, you know, it's just sometimes you got to do what makes you happy. Sometimes that involves closing the bathroom door with a little bit of lube. Sometimes that involves sitting in a bar with a screwdriver in your hand.
Yeah, fucking A, man. God bless Jackie, my bartender.
Come
She's
on.
The best.
No, that's just it. We're having fun on the show, you know? You got to have fun with everything you do, even if it is in the hacking scene, whether it's not in the hacking scene, whether it's with your friends, on the phone, whatever. It's all about having fun and you know, trying to be positive about things. You know, you and I always try to keep everything spinning in a positive direction. You know, it's not that hard. It really isn't. Some people work really hard to make things dramatic, all the drama and all the just keep, you know, anybody listening, anything that I, if there's something I want to say, it's just have fun. Just have fun with hacking. That's all that it's about. Have fun with hacking. Don't make it a chore. Don't make it not fun. Don't make it drama. Don't make it insulting and attacking and looking to make people look bad and destroy. Have fun. That's what hacking is. Have fun.
Fucking A. If I may quote RMS, it's playful cleverness.
Yep. Playful cleverness.
And, and playful is synonymous with fun, people. I mean, come on, yo.
Don't take things
get all up in it.
Yeah, it's not that serious. It's a radio show. You know, have fun with it. It's Hack TV. It's the websites, the forums. Don't flame each other. Don't be dicks to everybody. Just have fun. Don't forget everything else. Keep it real. Have fun. And you know what? I think that's a good note to kind of close up on. What do you think?
I think that's good. Can I give a couple shouts?
Of course you can. The mic is all yours.
Okay, shouts to everybody I've ever had contact with in the community because everybody has been good. Yeah. Everybody I've talked to has always been really nice, so thank you to all of them. Big shouts to Logic, of course, Bland, you, Mute, Archangel, who's effing elite, man.
Yeah.
Just more, you know, Nodus, Decoder, more than I can name. You know, and especially you, Stank, so.
Oh, well, please.
That's it, yo, and shout to Jackie.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. You give
I'm
me,
in Frisco, by the way, for everybody. I'm in San Francisco. I'm looking at Fisherman's Wharf right now.
Looking
at it right now. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous, especially with the buzz.
Life is good. Life is very good.
Life is damn good.
Yeah. All right, well, now let's see. We're saying all these good things, but now I'm going to embarrass you with the outtakes. I'm playing everybody's outtakes, too, so...
Oh, fuck.
Actually, I don't think I have too much on you this time. I think that... all the stuff we have this time is just really funny, silly stuff. Again, having fun laughing. So I guess we're going to close it up. Again, thank you. You know, not only for the whole, you know, friendship we've had for the years, but for doing RFA and for... helping out in projects that we've worked on together. And, you know, you're one of the people that does get the whole idea of it being fun. And I'm glad that we actually kind of always have seen eye to eye and worked together on it. So I'm going to getting overclamped.
Thank you, Stank.
I'm going to close it up and play your stuff. And then I think we'll probably wrap up the entire show. So, to everybody, you know, from... all of us from the old RFA days and the BinRev days, you know, thanks for always having fun with it and hopefully keep going. All right, this is Stank Dog, and we're starting off Binary Revolution Radio. This week we have Decoder and Lucky on the show. And Decoder, actually, why don't you start us off and give me your impression of Lucky 225?
I'm the fearless. I'm the fear.
Now, Lucky 225, what do you have to say then? Are you really the fearness?
Dude, you're such a noob!
Oh, they're going to be so pissed.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Did you get that, really?
Yeah. And not Theory, unfortunately, I was not able to get in touch with, so... I guess his punishment is going to simply be that I'm going to play all of the outtakes I have of him, and these are so funny that I just cry myself listening to them as I try to put them together. So, Not Theory, I wish I could have got you on this final episode of the show, but I know you're a busy man, so we'll just leave the listeners with some of your best of moments. Check, 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 1, 2.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, baby.
My name's The Fearness.
The Fearness. I'm fearing The Fearness. All right. I am. As I eat my last Reese's Peanut Butter cookie. Okay, that's definitely no good for me. I got to lean in here a little bit. Because even though you're like a couple thousand miles away in New York, I want to be as close to you as possible, so I like to put my lips right on the speakerphone while we're recording.
Oh, that's so hot.
Does that turn you on?
Naturally.
Record. All right. Sound check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Normal speaking voice. Okay. And how are you doing there on the phone?
I'm doing pretty good. Testing, testing. Anal butt sex.
All right. You're a little high. Let me move this up just a bit.
Oh, man, speaking of high, time to take some pills.
Uh-oh. What was that part about anal butt sex again?
You know, just fucking doing the rinse dance in the butt.
All right, normal voice, no laughing, no music, no singing the Gummy Bears theme song.
Oh, damn it, I was just going to do it.
Use your big boy voice, consistent, let's go.
My big boy voice? Like the one I use when I yell to my mom that I didn't poop my pants with my pull-ups?
Mommy, mommy, I went all by myself. You come out with shit smeared down your leg.
I went all by myself. I just went on the couch.
But you did it all by yourself. You should be proud.
Oh, man.
All right, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Chickadee check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. Not theory on the mic. Take it one time. Oh. Boing!
Microphone check, microphone checker. Oh, yes, sir.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got. I'm too lazy to keep rapping. God damn it, I'm white.
Bush, baby.
What was that?
Huh? What? Nothing.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm dead sexy. Get in my belly!
You're too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my shorts, I know that.
Too sexy for your kilt.
I'll eat you, baby. I do the worst accents. You know, I do so many crappy accents on the show, but they all suck. But the funny thing about it is that I keep doing them anyway, even though I know that they suck. It doesn't stop me from going again. I'm like those people on American Idol that think they actually can sing, and they just keep going back.
What's your determination to be a perpetual noob?
Well, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes you have to do what comes natural.
Sometimes you feel like a noob.
Sometimes
you don't.
You don't. We got to use that slogan. We got to use that slogan for some upcoming show.
Sometimes you feel like a noob.
Boom, boom.
Sometimes you don't.
Oh, dude, we have so got to use that. We want to use that for Freak Factor?
Is that going to be an outtake? Oh, you want to use it as for... Oh, yeah, you know, that might make a good...
Wouldn't it?
You know what? I may be able to get somebody to sing it for me.
No, it has to be us. It has to be too bad. It has to be bad singers. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Boom, boom. Sometimes you don't. Freak Factor's got nuts. Sometimes it don't. I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know. I think it's something.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think they suck.
Well, I think they suck, too.
So, yeah, me and a bunch of my buddies are hanging out. And we've gone out drinking, whatever. We're staying over at this kid's place and, like, sleeping on the couch, whatever. Right before we go to sleep, kid decides he's going to take this big, nasty, like, post-bar dump. It was gross. It fucking stunk so bad. But I don't know why he decided this, but he decided he wasn't going to flush.
So, of course not. That's a trophy.
Oh, man. So, whatever. In the middle of the night, I got to get up and take a piss because I'm, like, you know, I had, like, 8 million beers. And whatever. So I open up the toilet, and there is this fucking, like, the crap must have been loose and nasty because it was this big turd pancake. It looked like the skin on top of, like, chocolate pudding when you let it sit there for a long time. But just bumpy and foul. It was so gross. But I was like, fuck, I don't want to flush this and then wait for it to refill, whatever. So I decided to take a piss, like, through it, like I'm some type of fucking, like, crap ninja. So, dude, as soon as my piss stirred up this fucking ass muck, the stench was unbelievable. I was, like, pissing and retching at the same time. It looked so funny. I was doing, like, the Michael J. Fox, like, crazy, like, shaking dance. It was awesome.
Oh, my God, I can't breathe. So you vomit. You could add, like, a vomit, piss, old doo-doo concoction.
Oh, yeah, I stirred up some type of a fucking crap demon that was just, like, I don't know. Silence for 1,000 years, and now it was awakening to feed me its wrath. Well, and it fucking sure did. Oh, I thought I was gonna die. It was so disgusting.
That's pretty rotten. Now, I gotta say, we did the same thing. Some friends and I one time, without the crap, just the urine. We had a party over at a friend's house, and just basically none of us flushed, and we just kept pissing in there over and over again for like the whole weekend. And I just did this again by myself recently, but it's even more fun when you do it with friends. We called it the communal piss pot, because we all forgot to flush. We called it this after the fact, of course, not like in a worshiping kind of way, but after it was all over with, because everybody would just go in there and take a piss and just not flush, basically. So you had this giant piss soup, and it was just like all the different... It was actually kind of a beautiful thing, because you had black guy piss and white guy piss and shiny... All the piss intermingling in this great melting pot of urine. And it
was just thinking, it's just like New York City.
Exactly. Exactly like New York City. But you had to, like... I mean, really, your eyes would water. It's like the piss would be in there, and it's not a problem until that when the next pisser comes in and stirs it up. And I swear to you, you ever see, like, when you're pumping gas and gasoline and that little cloud comes out and, like, everything's kind of shaky and blurry and you can't quite see it? It, like, reflects the light and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it does when you piss in the communal piss pot. Like, this cloud comes out. It's like this little nuclear mushroom cloud, and it's like you knock your head back. You have to control yourself not to piss on the walls or fall down, because it was just so fetid. It was the most rancid smell ever. It was just foul beyond words.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty bad stuff. Finally, somebody broke down and flushed it. The end.
Oh, that's no fun.
I know. See, now, this is the kind of stuff that the listeners don't get to hear. We have to save this for the outtake show, because... This is just, these are too good of stories to not ever see the light of day. Yeah, so I'm telling you, once I switch to sack free, I'm not going back. Everything is so free and...
Dude, I hear you. I'm telling you, I got the same thing. I ordered like 50 pairs. I got a friend in Germany to mail them to me. I'm set now.
Yeah, I think we're on the air. Yeah,
I mean, a friend had a friend in Germany, and I heard about it, and it was good.
Exactly. You know what? What I meant to say was I'm going to be the U.S. distributor, so that's why I ordered so many. Because
I don't think that's any better than saying you ordered them for personal use.
I was buying them for donating to Goodwill or something.
Don't even say you were going to give them as Christmas gifts to your family, because that's gross.
I was going to hand them out to the homeless people that are on the street corners. So we could have a bunch of homeless people walking around sack-free.
Oh, my God. That's charity right there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we all do our little part, you know? Actually, all that we just said is true. I do have stock in sack-free. However...
OMG sex.
That was the greatest ever. There's no NotTheory.com, is there?
I think you've ever... N-Theory or something like that a long time ago, and I think it's owned by some math department or some number theorist group or some kind of nonsense like that. But I don't own it, so go there and go crazy.
You're so easily owned.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Lame. L4M3.
L4M3. You can't... How are you going to be dropping leet like that on the show? You can't spell leet. This is the radio. You have to pronounce leet.
I know you can't spell leet, because that's because you're from the South. Leet is spelled L-E-E-T.
It's spelled 1337.
Oh, shit. I just got owned. My Yankee ass.
See, every time I visit the Hope, there's never been a hot chick there. So.
Well, it's a hacking conference. Do you really expect there to be hot chicks?
At DEF CON, there were some fucking hot chicks.
Really? And they didn't have fucking earring, nose-piercing, tongue-piercing, nipple through the toenail kind of all kinds of shit tattooed?
Some of them did, but some of them were just fucking good-looking chicks. There was this one chick who was chilling out in the hot tub fucking completely naked. She was nice-looking.
Damn! Yeah, see, now that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then the fucking guys who ran DEF CON, they're like, yo, you gotta put your clothes on. I was like, what are you
doing? Oh, fucking cock blockers, man. That needs to happen more often, naked chicks in a hot tub, dude.
Yeah.
That's what we need more of in this world. There would be less wars and less problems if we had more naked chicks in hot tubs. Can I get an amen?
That is precisely why I'm in the scene, is fucking naked chicks in the hot tub.
that's what Rax used to always say. I'm in it for the chicks.
Exactly, man.
Of course, we're still waiting. Now, we had quite a few other co-hosts along the way who I was not able to get a hold of to do recordings for this final anniversary episode. However, that does not make them exempt from the outtakes phenomena. So here's a few random miscellaneous outtakes from different co-hosts that we've had over the past season. Buddy?
All right, buddy. All right, every time you say buddy, you owe me a dollar.
Why? What are you, Donald Trump? You got a copyright on buddy now?
I just filed for trademark.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
It only cost me $400.
So you'd have to get people to say buddy 400 times?
Yeah, to make the money back, yeah.
What about people in IRC typing the word buddy as they listen to this? Did that count?
A quarter.
Oh, it's a quarter if you type it in IRC. It's a dollar if you say it out loud.
Yeah, because when you just type in IRC, like five people hear you. But when you say it out loud, you know, a lot of people can hear you.
What if I get it tattooed across my penis?
Free.
Free?
Yes, because no one's ever going to see that.
Well, then when I get aroused, it says, buddy. That was a long way for a bad joke.
That was a long way for a bad joke.
I don't care. It's still funny to me.
Hello?
Hey there, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Let me grab some iced tea and I'll be ready.
All right. Should I hang on or call back?
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck? Did anybody understand that answer? Was that yes, hold on, or was that call back? Okay. I guess that means call back. That's like an episode of Clueless.
If you think about, I'm sorry, Stink Dog. I just had like three phones in my house ring while I was trying to deliver this rant.
Okay.
And so I completely lost focus.
All right,
like someone called my phone and it started beeping, and then my I'm going to have to get the phone.
Yeah, go ahead.
For a second.
Go ahead.
Well, hey, I can't talk. I'm actually on a radio show. I'm going to have to play that. All right, bye.
This is Binary blah, 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 blah. That's right. Don't you forget it. Last sound check. Okay, 1-2-1-2. No, that's... I'm trying a different way. Okay, 1-2-1-2. I am here. This is episode 59. Jason Scott on the phone. Jason or Jay, or do you care? Just Jason?
Whatever people want to call me. Jason is fine.
So I can say my co-host today is Dickface?
Dickface is fine. Dickface Esquire, because, you know... practicing law.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, people are like, yeah. Wow, who's your lawyer? And I'm like, oh, Mr. Crowbar in your face, Esquire. You don't really want to talk with him.
Yay. All right.
Oh, no, I got myself a glass of water.
I was going to say, you got a bottle of beer or whatever, your hookah, whatever.
Yeah. I actually do have a hookah here, actually.
I was going to say, you got your bong ready?
Yep.
Okay, must-have necessities before we start recording the show.
Yeah, we actually did one show where we smoke hookah through the whole show.
Okay, let's see. Okay, this is hopefully the last sound check. Blah, blah, Stank Dog, episode 62, fuck me. And my co-host on the fuck me show is...
What up?
Yo.
Sound check. Test.
Use your normal voice that we're going to record with.
Man, you know what I really hate? I hate it when people go up on microphones and they're like, test. I think I'm going to fucking copyright that.
What, test?
Yeah, or like check 1-2.
No, so you gotta check like DOS effects. You gotta say, microphone check, mic on microphone checka, 1-2 checka, 1-2 checka. See? Gotta do it old school style. Chickity check yourself before you riggity wreck yourself. Gotta do them. Do the old school mic check.
Yeah. I think that's before my time, Stank. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're a youngin'. Are you making fun of my birthday being today?
Yeah, I was. I was going to mention it on the show, but...
Yeah. Yeah, let's not give them... fuck it. Who cares? I don't know. Hey, what about me and my outtakes, though?
You love your outtakes.
What's wrong with outtakes? It makes a funny show.
Oh, you love me some outtakes.
I loves me some outtakes. The audience loves the out. They like. Well, first of all, I make a fool out of myself anyway without being like outtakes. Just my normal shows, you know. So I have to have outtakes to show that everybody else is messes up too.
I like them. I think they're funny.
Yeah, I gotta have a. You know, you gotta have the traditional clip show. I mean, Different Strokes did it. The Facts of Life did it. You know, Saved by the Bell did it. Like every sitcom ever invented did it. Even Punky Brewster had a clip show. I mean, you don't want to. You know, we got to do what all the other shows do.
Wow, the only show I knew you were talking about was Saved by the Bell.
Oh, man, am I old, dude. Holy crap, I'm old. I was purposely trying to come up. I'm like, okay, what did I watch? What about My Two Dads? Do you remember that one?
I remember that
one. Oh, that was cutting-edge TV in the day. A chick living with her two fathers. Yeah, I figured that out. But they weren't gay.
I was nine by the end of the 80s. I was happy. I don't remember much of them.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Gotta love the outtakes. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Whoa, snap. Holy crap, that was loud. And it's gonna be...
I'm drinking a beer right now.
Oh, well.
I figured I'd have some pre-show warm-up.
Yeah, wait a minute. See, I'm not sure how to take that. Are you telling me that you have to drink a beer? You have to get drunk to be able to take the torture of doing Binary Revolution Radio?
No, this is for Geek Love Radio, man. I gotta be loosened for tonight.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
No, I'm, like, talking to some girl right now that wants me to photograph her naked.
Oh, if I had a nickel for every time that happened.
I'd have, like, 25 cents right now. Yeah.
Man, how long are you going to keep milking that line?
No, it's true, man. I got a photography class this semester.
I know, but come on. That's an awful convenient line, too.
Hey, you know, girls dig it, too. That's awesome.
Yeah, well.
They're like, oh, photography. This girl goes, oh, my gosh. She's like, this is probably my once-in-a-lifetime chance to see myself and how I look like that. She's like, I trust you. She's like, so... anytime you want to do it, just let me know.
Oh, all right. Damn it. But see, the thing is, what's to stop me from trying that? I mean, how do they prove or know that you're really in a photography class? For all I know, you took a photography class 3 years ago, and you're still milking it.
Yeah. You know, I'm in a photography class right now.
Sure you are.
I guess I don't know how they know. I'm professional. I'm just a good social engineer. That's all I can say.
Oh, okay.
I ate late lunch.
You said you weren't really hungry.
Oh, I wasn't really hungry.
But you ate a half of a pizza.
That's correct. I ate a half of a pizza.
What do you eat when you are hungry?
Well, actually, you know, it's one of those Winn-Dixie-type pizzas. You know, those little, I don't know.
One of those little cardboard pizzas?
Yeah, the smaller ones. I guess they're like...
All right, well, I think that's probably enough outtakes for this episode of the show. And it's time to wrap things up here on Binary Revolution Radio, episode 104. We have got to move on with the show. And that brings us to our big announcement for this episode. I mentioned the previous couple of episodes that there would be a big announcement this episode, and it is time for that announcement. And some of you may be thinking that we're announcing that we are ending the show. Well... we're not ending the show. I'm happy to report. We are going to go right into Season 3 of Binary Revolution Radio starting next week with episode number 105. So, for those of you who wanted us to end, sorry to break the news to you, but we're going to keep trying to move forth with it. However, there is going to be a little bit of a change. You see... I do not have the time to continue hosting Binary Revolution Radio. This weekly show really takes a lot of time and preparation to do it right and to do it with the format that we have. And quite honestly, I have just run out of time in life. I've got too many other things going on. I've got some more important personal things to take care of in life, so real life is taking over for me, so I am going to be unplugging for a little while, not only from the show, but just from the scene in general. So after after my presentation at DEF CON July 2005, I am going to be taking a little hiatus. I don't know how long it will be, but I foresee it being for a good while. I'm going to be around. I'm just going to be behind the scenes. The site will continue running. The forums aren't going anywhere. We're still going to have everything's going to continue. Try to put out magazines, etc., etc. But I've just really had enough of being in the public eye, as it were. Started doing this show a couple years ago, and even the early episodes of Radio Freak America, we kind of referred to when we were talking about it earlier. And we started doing the show because it was fun, and it was a small group of people who had similar interests and were having fun doing the show. And the show grew, and that's great to a certain extent that there are more people out there that are becoming interested in the show and listening to the show. And if you're listening to the show for the right reasons, because you are interested and you genuinely want to learn, that's great, and you're more than welcome to, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. I try my best to continue to, you know, be accommodating of people and things like that. But it's really starting to wear on me lately, the negativity that's come across the scene. The whole point of Binary Revolution was to get people together and stop being solo creatures. Stop being individuals out there who are all competing with each other and fighting with each other, somehow trying to create a name for yourself or trying to be famous, for lack of a better word, in the hacking scene. And it's just been going on for years. It's the, you know, it's really what has destroyed the hacking community over the past 10, 15 plus years, this elitism where everybody wants to somehow make a name for themselves, and they all seem to think that the way to do that is to defame someone else. And that's really not our style here at Binary Revolution. We kind of have been trying to get people to understand that cooperation and working together and making friends in the community, that's the way to really excel and to learn new things and to, you know, get things done. That is what Binary Revolution is all about, whether it's Binary Revolution Radio, Binary Revolution Forums, whether it's Binary Revolution the magazine, any of the products that we put out, all the stuff we work on as DDP. It's not about individuals. I come on here all the time on the show, and I never, ever, ever try or intend to say, oh, well, Stankdog did this, or so-and-so did that. I'm trying to get people involved as a hacking community. I want people working together. If we work together, there is so much stuff that can be accomplished out there. And as hard as I try, it seems like every day the community seems to be fighting harder against me to not allow that to happen. There's just a few people out there that are very vocally against that mindset. I don't know why, or against that idea. They don't want people to help. They have this idea that they learned the hard way and they came up to become hackers, or they think they are anyway, because they've been around for so long and they had to learn it all themselves and figure it all out and look it up, and they think that the act of helping someone somehow is not a justifiable way to learn. And I mean, if we can make it easier for people to understand hacking and to be part of the hacking community and the real hacking community and getting it and understanding the right and wrong and hacker ethics and all that, I don't understand how helping people can be a bad thing. So I am just making one last plea on my last episode of the show here to the hacking community is, you know, even though I'm kind of stepping out for a little while, the hacking community is going to be around, and I hope, I really do hope that you guys help each other, as corny as it may sound. I really hope you try to support each other and work together on projects, no matter how big, no matter how small. Get the projects done and let the project speak for itself. Stop trying to put other people down and bring negativity into the community. We're all on the same team here. We're all in the same mindset. And it's really, 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 really the best way to go for the hacking community and for us individually to learn and grow and to educate people if we all work together. So that's my closing thought, I guess, for the show. I don't know that we have a closing thought, really, but I wanted to get that out there, and I do want to sincerely, and, you know, I guess the show's getting kind of corny. We have all the jokes and the outtakes, but I do want to sincerely come out and thank every single person that listens to Binary Revolution Radio. We started doing this for the fun of it, like I said, with just a handful of people, you know, and we had, you know, 100 people download an episode. We thought it was fantastic. A couple hundred people as we kind of grew for those first few episodes, and we thought that was just the coolest thing because we knew most of these people. It was a small, close-knit community where everybody was fairly supportive. And now there are thousands of people listening to the show, and it's kind of gotten a little bit overwhelming and just time for me personally to move on. But over these 2 years, I have met some fantastic people. So despite the fact that I am kind of moving back out of the scene for a little bit, it's simply because I've got real-life things to take care of, and I've just got to take a step back and evaluate my standing and what it means to me and what my priorities in life are. And you've heard it in this episode of the show and previous ones that real life takes precedence. It always does. So I'm going to try to take care of some real-life stuff myself. But to everybody out there that's been along for the ride, whether you've been on for the last one or two episodes or whether you've been here since the early days of Radio Freak America and Binary Revolution Episode 1, whether you came over from Default Radio with our good friends over there that were doing good freaking radio, and so many shows that I'm so proud of that are on DDP Hack Radio. There are great shows out there that are just really putting out good stuff and doing positive things for the community. And I'd like to see that continue. And to each person listening, thank you. Because here I am, some guy, on a microphone, in front of a computer, just talking. And trying to share information and trying to have fun and enjoy the hacking scene. And I do immensely, and I always will. And I have to thank every one of you for allowing me to do that. There are, like I said, so many people that listen to this show and are taking an hour and a half out of every day, or every week, I should say, to listen to me bitch and complain and moan and argue and give my opinions, hopefully try to educate people, enlighten people, have fun and joke, and you're giving me an hour and a half out of every week. And that really means a lot to me. The simple fact that somebody's willing to listen to me talk for an hour and a half is very humbling, and it's, you know, I couldn't be any more appreciative of that fact. I really, really do honestly thank every single one of you for making Binary Revolution a success, whether it's the radio show, the forums. You know, I know there's a lot of people that only listen to the radio show, and they don't come out and check out Hack TV, or they don't come to the forums. They're just listening to the podcast. That's great, too. It doesn't matter. You know, anybody that supported us in any way, shape, or form, if you're giving a link to us on your site, thank you for that. If you listen to the show and you never write to us, thank you for that. If you're a listener who writes to us all the time via email and participates in the forum and knows Hack TV and all of the products, we thank each and every one of you. If you've listened to one show, we thank you. I thank you personally from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for allowing me to come into your living rooms and your iPods and your offices and your assorted MP3 players and letting me speak my mind. So the only other thing that I want to mention before I take leave and close out the show here is that I want to give big, big, big shouts to my good friend Decoder, who's been going through the hardest time of all lately. So Decoder, I know you probably can't hear this and probably won't hear this for a while, but when you get out, just know that we're thinking about you, and thank everybody that's, you know, through this whole situation, everybody's been asking about you and worried about you. All your friends are asking about you, and, you know, it was the best thing that we all kept everything quiet so that we could all, you know, everything would work out for the best for you. So hopefully that has happened and is going to happen, and as soon as we are available to talk about that, we will do it. But Decoder, you know, thinking about you, we've been thinking about you for the last year, and hopefully we will hear from you personally very, very soon. I think that is going to do it. Excuse me, that is going to do it for this episode of Binary Revolution Radio. 2 years in the books. Come back next week for episode 105, the first episode of season 3 of Binary Revolution Radio with your new hosts. And if you want to find out who those hosts are, you know that you can come back next week. Same hack time, same hack channel. This is Dave.
dedicated to all the hackers and the crackers. You know what I'm saying? If you hear this, I want you to bump this and do your dirt, dog. Do your dirt. You can fill a stadium with cats using shit cracked by radium. Liquid sky will never die. Before the crackers and the hackers, life was whacker. Software we could never stack for. We were floored by these evil hordes. All the best shit we could never afford. The internet and MP3, they set us free. I'm downloading Windows ME right now off FTP. You bitches will never find me, because I'm everywhere, see? Yo, dog, you got something new? Hit me off on ICQ. I'll help you back and jive. I got some top-notch shit on iDrive. You shut one site down, we multiply. Like a phoenix from a different place, we rise. Then you got the squares. Yo, dude, you're stealing, don't you care? LOL, bitch, I got a terabyte of wares. I like my files sit, zip, or rare. I'll download 700 segments from 1,000 sites. I'll drink coffee, snort speed, I'll stay up all night. I'll hack your company site in blank and white. Ghost ISPs, find me, please. Dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. The ones that set us free. Thanks, G, for setting us free. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. I see in binary, I speak source code. Step on my toes, I'll post a million JPEGs of you in a fag pose. In your digital stance, getting firewalled, ho. Cause I'm riding the net in my 6-4. I was a dick with my 56. Now with my cable, I'm able to get that stable. On the out, my name is Ace and I'm a Leo. On the digital highway, my name is Neo and I'm a hero. In a flash, I'll school you on burning Dreamcast. You need some ISOs? Let me through my hard drive rifle. Our exchange you could never stifle. In a digital hug, you just caught the love bug. I bootlegged your CD. I caused the fight between Un and Jay-Z. You see, G, it's all gonna be free. Whether we take it by force or we take it nicely. You feel that rattle in your bones? When I tell you we just hacked Dow Jones? And NASDAQ leaves you flat on your back? Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Cause I am he who loves to hack and crack. Dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Serial codes, source codes, ISOs, RAMs, zips, sits. Dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. Your encryption is primitive Egyptian. I'll do more with a 486 and a Plex Tor. We've won when 6 billion got athlons. And we tell each other how to get it on. Cyber armies and the Pentagon were storming. I just found out who killed JFK. The smoking gun will have it within a day. All the lies even faster. Go check the name Truth on Napster. Digital disaster. The pricks will never find me in this matrix. A million keyboard voices all named Morpheus. This is dedicated to those who set me free. Got a buzz, you're always my cuz. Radium, if I could only say to them thanks. Callisto, you know, Utopia, and all my digital dogs. My net dons, my cyber gangsters, my wire warriors, my computer comrades. This is for you. This is dedicated to the hackers and the crackers. I wouldn't be able to do shit without y'all, man. I'd be sitting in front of my fucking computer doing a